आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were seeing that the truth is one, reality is one, Brahman is one. There is no plurality there. Jivato yasya kevalam, verse number 330. During, while living, if somebody becomes aloof, sees that one, then videhe sacha kevalam, after the death, he will get videha mukti. Videha mukti, or one is jivan mukti. While living, he will be free. And after death, no more birth. Videha mukti. Yat kinchit pasyato bhedam. But if you see little bit of difference, thoda sa najar aata hai, something different than Brahman, then he says, bhayam brute yajusruti. Yajusruti, yajurved says, that there will be bhaya, fear. Dityat bhayam bhavati. If you are seeing anything else, then the fear will come. Then he says, Shruti Smriti Nyaya Satai Nisiddhe. All Shruti Smriti Nyaya, everything is saying, they are saying, don't identify. Where? Drisse Yatra Swatmatim Karoti. Drisse Yatra Swatmatim Karoti. One who identified. Swatmatim identified. With what? Drisya. Drisya means seen. Seen means the world. And what is world? World starts from thought and it goes up to Brahmanda. Subtlest is the thought inside. From thought, from vritti to whole world, Brahman is Jagat. That is Drisya. Everything is seen. So what will happen if I identify? He says, Upeti dukho pari dukha jata. You will get sorrow after sorrow. One after another will come. And that is our experience also. In our life we have faced many sorrows. One after another it is coming. Then he says, Nisiddha Karta Sumali Mrutya. You are like a thief. Nisiddha Karta. I am telling you again and again. Shruti, Smriti, everybody saying, don't identify, don't identify. But still you are identifying. Therefore you are a Nisiddha Karta, a wrongdoer. Scripture is saying, don't identify. We listen to it, but still we identify. Therefore we are Nisiddha Karta. Like a thief is a Nisiddha Karta, wrongdoer. So we all are wrongdoers. Then he says, Satya Abhisandhan Rataha Bimukta. Who is identified or meditating on Satya. Satya means on Satchidananda, on Brahman, on Paramatma. What will happen? Bimukta. Vishesha Mukta, free. Free. What he will get? Mahattam Atmiyam Upaiti Nityam Upaiti. He will attain what? Mahattam, glory. Glory of what? Atmiyam. Atmiyam is Atma. How is that Atma? Nityam, eternal glory he will get. But if I don't do this, instead of meditating on truth, I am meditating on anatma. Only two situations are there. Either you are meditating on truth, atman, or you are meditating on anatma. If I am doing meditating on anatma, mithya abhisandhana ratastu nasyet. If you dwell on mithya, mithya means the whole world is mithya. Whole world is mithya. Right from your vritti, right from thought, the entire Brahmand is mithya only. If we dwell on anatma, nasit, you will perish. Drishtam tad etat yat chora achoreyo. It is seen in the case of chora and achor. Chor's mind is always agitated. And achor's mind, one who is not a thief, his mind is peaceful. So one who is meditating on Atman or reality or truth, his mind is peaceful. One who is meditating on Anatma, on Jagat, his mind is always agitated. This is seen, Shankaracharya says. Yati asat anusandhim bandha hetu bihai. Yati, the seeker, bihai, giving up. What he gives up? Asad sandhi, asad anusandhi, asad anusandhi, he gives up all anatma thing, which is bandha hetum, it is cause of bondage. And what he does? Swayam ayam asmi hiti atma drishtevati state. I myself am this. I myself, that atman, that Brahman is me only. With that drishti, with that vision, he abides in that state. He remains in that state. What he will get? Sukhayati nanu nishta brahmani svanubhutya. After experience, if you abide nishta, abide in what? Brahmani, in that truth, in that Brahman. Sukhayati, you will get sukh. Sukh. How it will happen? Swa-anubhuti, swa-anubhuti, we have to have our own experience. Don't rely on others' experience. We have to have our own anubhuti. And what else will... Harati param vidya karya dukham pratitam, pratitam an experience. Harati, all gone. What? Dukham. All dukham gone. No more dukkha. When will it happen? Swa anubhuti, own experience. How it happens? We have seen many times. Associated with anatma, which Bhagwan says it is dukkhalaya, you will get only dukkha. When you identify, then you get dukkha. And the same mind which is identified with anatma experience dukkha, same mind when it is identified with Paramatma or Atma or reality or truth or Brahman, it will get sukh. Very simple, sukh. He will get it. And then param vidya kare dukkham pratitam harati. It removes all sorrows. All sorrows. Very scientific, very simple to understand. Identified with dukkhala, you will get sukh. No. Many of us are saying, yeah, no. Identified with dukkhala, with anatma, I will not get sukh, I will get dukkha. Same mind, identified. Ajay, you see, you don't have to run away from the world. You have to stay in the world. But what is suggested here, but just don't identify. That's all. Don't identify. Do everything. But don't identify. Don't meditate on that. Pratitam. Bahya, what will happen if I get identified with the bahya, with the OET, with the anatmavastu? Bahya anusandhi parivardayet phalam. If you get identified with the bahya, bahya means anatma things. If I identify, what you will get? Paridavaret, parivardayet phalam. You will get phal, more and more phal. Don't think you are going to get ripe, delicious, alfanjo mango phal. No. What is the phal? Durvasana evam. Only durvasana, not only vasana. Shankaracharya says this vasana is durvasana. It's a very bad thing. Durvasana you will get. Tata tata adiktam. Again and again, more and more you will get. More you identified with the anatma, you will get more and more and more of vasana. Acha. Gyatva vivekai parihritya bahyam. We all are doing vivek. Vivek between atma and anatma. Very simple vivek. Anatma is giving me dukkha, atma is giving me sukh. Where should we go? To atma. Gyatva. Do this vivek. Parihritya vayam. Give up. Vayam. Why? Because it is giving me sukh. Vaya is giving me dukkha. Therefore, we have to leave this vaya. External things, anatma vastu, we have to leave. Vaya. Svatma anusandhim vididipanityam. Meditate on self. Vididit. It should be done. You see? Shankaracharya is giving advice. Viditam, it should be done. You should do. So now we understand the science behind it. Why Shankaracharya is telling us to go toward this atma, not an atma? Nityam, one should constantly do this thing. Then he says, how you will progress? Vahya niruddha manasa prasannata. The moment you shut out all the outside things. Earlier it was said, chor achor. Chor mind is always agitated. Who is chor? Agyani is achor. We all are agyani. What agyani does? He identifies with the anatma. A nisiddha karta. Chor. His mind is agitated. Who is achor? A jnani. What is he doing? He is meditating on Atman. His mind is peaceful. Very scientific study. His mind is peaceful. If the mind is peaceful, bahya niruddha manasa prasanta mana prasade paramatma darshan, that's all. Mana prasade paramatma darshanam. If the mind is quiet, you will see that Paramatma. You will have vision of Paramatma. In Upadesar, in Bhagavad Gita, everywhere we are saying there are two types of vritti, idam vritti, aham vritti. Both the vritti are gone. What remains there is the illuminator or the substratum of all vrittis. Whether vritti is there or not there, still the illuminator or the substratum of mind, the consciousness is there. Tasmin sudrishte. Not only vision, su. When you have perfect vision, tasmin, when you see that substratum illuminator, sudrishte. Bhavabandhanasa, bondage gone. Bhavabandhanasa. What is the cause of bhavabandhan? Vasana. Again, more and more increasing. Why? Identifying with the anatma. Once you come to know to Paramatma, then this vasana, this ignorance is gone. When vidya comes, avidya is gone. When light comes, darkness goes. So simple. Bhavabandhanasa. Therefore, he said, Bahir Nirodha Padavi Vimukte. If you want liberation, Padavi, the first step. What is the first step? Withdraw from outside. For a seeker of liberation, first thing is he should withdraw from outside. Then Shankaracharya says, verse number 337.
Kapanditasan sadasadviveki. Shruti pramana paramartha darshi. Janan hi kuryat asatovalambam. Swapada heto shishuvan mumukshuhu. Kapanditasan sadasadviveki. Shruti pramana paramartha darshi. Janan hi kuryat asatovalambam. Swapada heto shishuvan mumukshuhu.
Now Shankaracharya is saying, is there anyone who is learned, knows reality, will go for lower things? Shankaracharya is a little bit angry. You know, he is asking this question. You have done vivek. You know atma. You know its nature. You know anatma also. You know its nature also. You have done the vivek. Ka panditasan sad asad viveki. Kaha who? Panditsan, having learned. Sad asad viveki, discrimination between real and unreal. So we are all pandit. We have done sat and asat vivek. Atma, anatma vivek, panchakos vivek. Different type of vivek. We have done avasthatraya vivek and all this we have done. So where is the man who being learned about to discriminate between real and unreal? Shruti pramana paramartha darshi. And we all believe in shruti pramana. For us, the Veda are the Praman. Praman means the means of knowledge. If I want to know about the Atman, where I have to go? Not Chicago Tribune. Not newspaper. We have to go to Veda. So Veda Pramana, Paramartha Darsi. So seeker of the absolute truth, he will go to Veda. So believing Veda as authority and fixing the gaze on Atma, the supreme reality, Janan hi kuryat asat avalamban. Janan, knowing, he verily kuryat will make asat avalamban, the unreal thing, as an object of pursuit. After knowing the difference between Atma and Anatma, the source which gives me joy or the source which gives me sorrow, will a person run to Anatma Vastu? Swapat heto sishuvatmucha. Swapat heto, the cause of fall. If you are going to anatma, again you are falling. Sansar, again falling. Sishuvat, like sishu. Many times falls, get up, again falls, gets up, falls. Sishuvat. Then mukchu, the seeker of liberation. If a seeker of liberation goes again back to Vishaya, what will happen? He will fall. So child is immature, he falls again and again. Numutsu, having known, will not fall for unreal. Gurudev says, which wise man will take a foolish living? No wise man will ever do so. So will you run to anatma? If you are wise, you will not run. Not only is he a pandit, but he has also cultivated his intellect to discriminate between permanent and impermanent. We all know very well what is permanent and impermanent. Also, he has accepted the logical and scientific statement of the scriptures as the only authority, and he is constantly striving to experience the supreme reality, Paramatma. How is this Jagrat world? So Gurudev gives a beautiful example. Is there a fool who, having woken up from the dream, will consider that the wife and the children of his dream are his lifelong responsibility? And take out an insurance policy in the name of his dream wife and the dream children? Will you do it? You are all smiling. None will do such a foolish thing, since dream projections have no existence away from the dream state. The child, while playing, goes directly and catches the candle flame and gets his hand burned. A wise man, having been burnt once by the world of objects, will he ever, even by mistake, catch the flame? One experience is sufficient, catching a flame. Once the hand is burnt, next time I am not going to touch it. Is it not so? We are experiencing dukkha and dukkha, dukkha and dukkha from anatma vastu, but still again we are going where? To anatma. One Mahatma said about all the ignorant people, "Sau sau juta khai tamasa ghus ghus dekhi." See. Sau sau juta. Beaten by chappal 100 times. Sau sau juta khai. 100 times you are getting sorrow from anatma. Tamasa ghus ghus dekhe. And again we are running to anatma. See. Next. 338.
देहादि संसक्ति मतो न मुक्ति ही
देहादि संसक्ति मतो न मुक्ति ही
मुक्तस्य देहाद्य भीमत्य भावः
मुक्तस्य देहाद्य भीमत्य भावः
सुप्तस्य नो जागरणं न जाग्रतः
सुप्तस्य
नो जागरणं न जाग्रतः स्वप्नस्तयोर्भिन्न गुणाश्रयत्वात्
स्वप्नस्तयोर्भिन्न गुणाश्रयत्वात्
देहादि संसक्ति मतो न मुक्तिः मुक्तस्य देहाद्य विमत्त भावः सुप्तस्य नो जागरणं न जाग्रतः स्वप्नस्तयोर्भिन्न गुणाश्रयत्वात्
देह आदि संसक्तिमतः न मुक्ति न मुक्ति नो लिबरेशन फॉर होम देह आदि संसक्तिमतः वन हु इज अटैच्ड टू बॉडी एटसेट्रा आदि सो देर इज नो लिबरेशन फॉर हिम हु इज अटैच्ड टू द बॉडी एटसेट्रा व्हाट इज संसक्तिमतः एक्सट्रीमली अटैच्ड Deha Adi. What is this Adi? Adi comes pran, upadi, mind, up to Brahmand. So Deha is also anatma. Adi, pran, man, and all other things are anatma only. So who is sansakti mata, who is attached. Not only sakta, he is saying samsakta, well attached. Well attached to Deha Adi. Deha Adi, gross body, subtle body, and our object, emotions, and thought. One who is attached to all these things. Na mukti. There is no liberation for such a person. No liberation. In Kathopanishad, recently we listened to our Pujya Guruji. Duramete viparite vidusti avidya yacha videti gyata. So these two, ignorance, avidya, and what is known as knowledge vidya are wide apart. They have got different fruits. Vidya and avidya, they have got different fruits. Vidya will give you sukh. Vidya means what? Not vidya of secular knowledge. Vidya of atma. We are talking about the reality. Atma vidya will give you sukh. And ignorance, avidya, will give us dukh. So there are different ends and their goals are different. If you are identified with an atma, goal is different. If you are identified with atma, goal is different. Muktasya dehadi abhimati abhava. Muktasya for a liberated man. Dehadi abhimati abhava. There is absence of identification with body and etc. So naturally, liberated person is identified with atma. He is disidentified with anatma, dehadi. So he has got no attachment to deha. Deho aham mati nasti. Deho aham masti nasti. This is the thinking of a liberated person. Both dehabhiman and brahmabhiman can't stay together. We all want, ye bhi mil jaye, ye bhi mil jaye, you know. We are thinking, dukkhala, we are getting sukh. Let me eke out this sukh also. And whatever the shastra says, permanent sukh, wo bhi chahiye, ye bhi chahiye. Let us see the difference between this deha abhiman and brahma abhiman. Deha abhiman is a maya bhakta. Deha abhimani is a maya bhakta. And brahma abhimani is a brahma bhakta. Brahma bhakta. So we can't become maya bhakta and brahma bhakta together. You can't be extrovert and introvert at the same time. Impossible. If you are perceiving the world, that means you are not perceiving Atman. When you are going inside, we withdraw from the world. Withdraw from the world. This Maya is Trigunatmika, illusory and perishable, and Brahma is the separatum and real. One will give you dukh, another will give you sukh. How can you be a bhakt of both? Guruji gives example. Once a person came to him that I want to study Vedanta. Guruji was very happy. Person has come to study. Very rare people come for study of Vedanta. Was very happy, but he said, I have got some conditions. What is your condition? I will not take any vairagya. I will not do any tapas. I will not leave my comforts. That all will be there. And I want to study. Guruji said, no, both are not possible. If you want to do Vedanta study, you have to leave home and come in the ashram, stay here. You have to do tapas. You have to get up early in the morning. You have to attend 5-6 lectures a day. You have to contemplate on it. Besides this, you have to do Narayan Seva. You have to jhadu lagao and pocha lagao. You have to do it. You are a rich person. I am so much of money. I am staying in palatial house and this, that. Wo sab nahi chalega. If you are ready to sacrifice all this thing, vairagya. You know, firstly, these things are done forcibly. Chhod ke aao idhar baito. Then slowly, you are accustomed to that life. Okay, then you don't miss. Can you think even a single day without telephone or without internet or without newspaper? For 2 years in Vedanta course, we never came to know what is happening in the world. Never. Not even, nobody would come and tell this has happened. Somebody has died or there is earthquake or famine, this and that. Nothing. No news about the world. Totally cut off. If somebody says, no, humko ye bhi chahiye, wo bhi chahiye, no, it will not happen. Suptasya no jagaran na jagrata sapna. He gives a beautiful example. तयो भिन्न गुण आश्रयत्वात् सुप्तस्य वन हु इज स्लीपिंग इन डीप स्लीप नो देर इज नेवर दिस नो इंग्लिश नो एंड दिस संस्कृत नो इज वन एंड सेम बट एक्चुअली इट इज ना प्लस उ द मीनिंग इज नेवर जागरण वेकिंग स्टेट न नॉर जागृत फॉर द वेकिंग स्वप्न स्लीप और ड्रीम तयो बोथ ऑफ देम आर डिफरेंट जागृत वेकिंग स्टेट एंड डीप स्लीप आर भिन्न भिन्न गुण आश्रितता बींग द कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी नेचर बींग कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी नेचर द स्लीपिंग मैन इज नॉट अवेक नॉर इज द वेकिंग मैन एज स्लीप फॉर दीज टू स्टेट्स आर कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी इन नेचर कैन यू बिकम इन स्लीप अवेक ऑल्सो कॉन्ट्राडिक्ट नेचर इट नेवर हैपन आइदर यू आर अवेक और यू आर एज स्लीप बट इन सत्संग समटाइम हैपन्स यू नो sometimes happen you are awake all of a sudden mind become peaceful and mind is habituated the moment it become peaceful it goes to sleep every night when the mind become peaceful it goes to sleep so goes to sleep okay. Or sometimes you see while studying Vivek Churamani or Bhagavad Gita we sit with our mug of coffee also so sometimes we are listening also and sometimes sipping coffee also Mind is thinking about the reality or the truth. It is very, very difficult to get that state or to think about, to know about that. And at that time, if you are sipping tea, now tell me whether the thought of that coffee or tea has come to your mind or not. I should have a sip. So in deep sleep we withdraw from everything and we are not aware of our own body. In deep sleep there is no jagat, no world. In jagrat the world is there. It's altogether different. It's altogether different. Therefore, bhinna guna asrita, their nature is different. Similarly, the nature of atma and anatma is different. Altogether different. So identification with body and realization will not happen at a time. It will not happen at a time. While during waking state we are not asleep or when we are in the deep sleep we are not awake. Both cannot happen at a time, jagrat and swapna. Similarly, realization and identification with the world will not happen together. Guruji says, we talk of Brahman. We campaign for Brahman. But we vote Maya. See? In this class, we study Vedanta. We talk about Brahman. Campaign for Brahman. Anyway, it's a very good, very scientific thing. But the moment class is over, we vote for Maya, run for Anatma again. Maya is not afraid of campaign so long we give her vote, you see. Maya, Anatma is not afraid. Oh, you are doing Vivek Churamani class? Okay, you continue to do it. Since you are coming back to me, I am happy. Coming back to me, we all run to Anatma again. Again, Anatma. So difficult to give up Maya and establish in Brahman. So in verse number 443, we are in 338. After 100 verse, Shankaracharya says, Vigyat Brahma Tattvasya, one who has known the Brahman, Yaya Purvam Na Sansriti, and he will not reach to the sense object. As before, before getting realization, he was attached to sense objects. After realization, he will not go to sense object or go to anatma. Asti chet na sa vigyat. But if he is doing, if he is going to anatma vastu, no, he is not realized. Brahma bhavo bahir mukha. He is not Brahma bhav. He has become bahir mukha. He is going to anatma. He is going to anatma. So how seeker can progress or achieve the supreme perfection? It is said in the next verse. Beautiful verse. The secret of spiritual growth.
Antarbahi swam sthira jangameshu.
Antarbahi swam sthira jangameshu.
Gyatvana gyatvatmanadhara taya vilokya.
Gyatvatmanadhara taya vilokya.
Tyaktakhilopadi akhanda rupah.
Tyaktakhilopadi akhanda rupah.
Purnatmanaya sthitayesha muktah. Purnatmanaya sthitayesha muktah. Antarbahiswam sthirajangameshu. Gyatvatmanadharataya vilokya. Tyaktvakhilopadhi akhanda rupah. Purnatmanaya sthitayesha muktah.
So who is mukta? So the fourth line says, Purnatmana yah sthitah esa muktah. Purnatmana as the infinite self. Purna. Purna is infinite. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. What is that Purna? Infinite. Infinite self. Yah, he who sthita remains esa mukta. He is liberated. Who is established or remains in that infinite self. That means one who abides in the truth. Then anta bahi swam sthira jangamesu. Anta inside, bahi outside, swam his own self, sthira jangamesu. In the moving and unmoving thing, that man is free who, knowing the self through mind in all moving and unmoving objects, seeing in moving char and achar everywhere, that Brahman, that tattva, that tattva. Many times we have seen in Dridhisya Vivek, we have seen whether inside or outside, everywhere, whether it is sentient or insentient, that Brahman is there. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Nam, Rup, these five things are there with each and everything. Whether inert or sentient, we are sentient, therefore Asti, Bhati, Priya is there, and a Rup is there, and to that Rup a Nam is given. To this Rup, people call it Jekinar. But this Jekinar, this form, this name has one thing more, Asti Bhati Priya. That is there. Similarly, the table. Table has got a form, and we say this is table for our transactional purpose. But Asti Bhati Priya is also there. What is Asti? It exists. Table exists. So this existence part is lent by Sat Chit Anand. Sat means existence. It may not express chit part, but it gives anand to me because I am able to keep my book. So this asti bhati priya satchidanand is there with each and every being and all objects of the world. All objects. So how he is there? We say akhanda mandalakaram vyaptam yena characharam ishavasya idam sargam idgam sarvam ishavasya. How he pervades the whole world as a principle of existence. We have seen all these things, we have seen many times. He pervades whole world as existence. Principle of existence. Gyatva atmana adhartaya vilokya. Gyatva, knowing atmana as the self, adhartaya as the substratum. This atma is the substratum, vilokya, observe. The Brahman outside, which is the substratum of the whole world, is nothing but my own atma. Not different from me. Therefore, I am substratum of the whole world. I am the substratum. So having known the truth is the substratum of all inert and sentient, moving or unmoving, living or unliving, he knows that. He knows that. So what is this srishti? In Dridhis Vivek we have studied, Srishti Naam Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni Abdav Fena Adivat Sarvanam Ruprasarna. The creation is the manifestation of Naam Rup only. What is creation? It is just a manifestation of Naam and Rup. Where? On that truth. What is ornament? Ornament is only a Naam and Rup. We have given a form to the gold. And what is the Aadhar? What is the substratum? Gold! Gold is the substratum for all ornaments, and we give different names for different shapes. But in fact, it is gold. Similarly, the whole world, what is that? Satchidanand, and he has taken different form. That's all. But in our ignorance, we are seeing only Naam Roop, that's. And Satchidanand, we are not able to see. When knowledge happens, what will happen? Sarvatma bhav. Sarvatma bhav means your vision will change. A jnani sees naam rup, not able to see asti bhati priya. A jnani will see asti bhati priya first, naam rup is second. Therefore, he is able to see that asti bhati priya everywhere, in all sentient being, in all inert thing, moving, unmoving. Therefore, he sees the Brahman everywhere with the open eyes also. With open eyes also, he sees the same substratum. He is established and abiding in the truth. He knows that the truth is Aadhar, substratum of the universe. So what is realization? What is realization? Not that I am Sakshi of all activities of gross body and subtle body, etc. But also I am substratum, not only the illuminator of all vrittis, but that illuminator is substratum also. And that substratum of not only this body is the substratum of the whole world. So I am that substratum and illuminator of the whole world. This illuminator and substratum is one and same entity. Don't get confused. Substratum is something else, illuminator is something else. No! The Sakshi in me is substratum also. But our standing at this point of time is that Sakshi in me is different from the Sakshi in Antiji. Different. So there are so many Sakshi. But the same Sakshi is the illuminator and substratum of the whole world. Whole world. So what is substratum? What is substratum? Our understanding is this. Where is this whole earth? So astronaut will say the whole earth is in floating in space. Is it not so? In the space, the prithvi is there. And on this prithvi, there is one city called Chicago. In Chicago, there is one ashram, Chinna Mission Yamunotri. In Chinna Mission Yamunotri, in shrine, I am sitting there. So where is that Atman or Sakshi? In the body. In the body. So now you think we have made that Atman only a particle, is it not so? How much is Atman? Where is Atman? Atman is in the body. But we have to understand this Atman is even the support of the space also. The space also. There was a discussion in one Upanishad between Yajnavalk and Kattayani. Yajnavalk asked for, where is Atma? Where is Atma? Kattayani said, Atma is in body. Where is body? Body is in ashram. Where is ashram? Ashram is on earth. Where is earth? Earth is in space. Where is space? Space is in mind. Everything is experienced in the mind. Where is mind? Mind is in body. Where is body? Body is in ashram. Look, going chakkar. Kattayani missed one place. This mind is in Atma. This mind is in Atma. She said mind is in body. Mind is in body. Mind is in Atma. And Atma is Aadhaar of whole universe. This Atma is Aadhaar, substratum of the whole world. Achha. Can you give me one example so that I can understand more clearly? Yes, I will give you example and you all will agree that Atman is illuminator and substratum of the whole world. We all have seen dream. Dream we have seen. Who is the illuminator of dream? No, it's outside light is coming. When we go to sleep, we turn off all lights. Outside light is not there, but we see the dream very clearly. Very clearly. Who is illuminating dream? Illuminator. Who is the substratum of dream? Is it outside me? That dream world is also in me. It was not outside. Therefore, I am illuminator. I am substratum of the whole world. Remember dream example. In dream, I am illuminator of the dream. It is not the outside light which is coming inside. I am seeing dream with my own light. And where is this dream world? Not outside. Inside. Who supported that dream world? I supported. Therefore, this I, Atman, is the substratum and illuminator of dream world. Similarly, outside also, the whole Atman or Brahman is the illuminator and substratum of the whole world. And that Atman and Brahman is me. Therefore, I am illuminator and I am substratum of the whole world. Can you refute this? But when I say I am substratum of the whole world, nobody believes. I am the illuminator. This way, I am that, I am Brahman, and this Brahman is the illuminator and substratum of the whole world. This is realization. So what is realization? So today we have seen the argument, I am illuminator and I am substratum. How to prove that I am illuminator, I am substratum? Go to dream world. Analyze dream. What is dream? Who is illuminating? Not outside light. Where is the light? Inside. Who is giving light? The sentient being Chetan in me is giving me that light. Can the inner body, gross body, subtle body give you light? No. Where is the whole dream world? Inside me. It was never outside. Who supported the dream world? I supported. This I is that Satchidananda who illumined my dream, and the whole dream world was supported by that Satchidananda. Therefore, I am illuminator and I am support of the whole world. Support, substratum. I am the substratum of the whole world. Not any other entity. Never, never think that Brahman is separate from me. Something, some entity, some truth, some reality outside me. No. Takta akhila upadhi akhanda rupah purnatmana. Takta. Akhil upadhi, renouncing all superimposition. Many times I have told you that all our Vedas are based on only one thing. There is a truth, a substratum, and on that we have superimposed the whole world. So what we have to do? Whatever we have superimposed, negate. We call it adhyarop apavad saili. So whether it is Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Bhagavatam or Upanishad, they all follow this principle. Adhyarop, superimposition, and apavad, negation. So first we superimpose that truth, that one truth which is substratum and illuminator is there before creation. Then we put superimposed creation on that. Now I want to reach that substratum. How can I reach that substratum? Negate what we have superimposed. Apavad. Negate it. When you negate it, you can only negate the superimposition. You cannot negate the Aadhar. Substratum you cannot negate because that is Sat. It will stay there. We cannot perish, kill or destroy Satchidananda. We can destroy our gross body, subtle body. We can commit suicide. But we cannot destroy or perish the Satchidananda. Because that is Avinashi. So renounce all superimposition and remain as the absolute and infinite self. Whatever superimposition, the whole world. What is this whole world? Starting from vritti. Starting from thought to the whole Brahmand is a superimposition on that truth. Negate this superimposition, you will reach there. So he gives up akhil upadhi. I am not conditioned atma. I am akhand, not divisible. When we say sakshi, we think there is different sakshi, different person. But that sakshi is akhand. Indivisible, because that is substratum of the whole world. We come to know that we are Purna. We were Purna earlier also, but ignorant about it. In ignorant state, we are all Churna. Have you heard the word Churna? One word is Purna. Actually, we are all Purna. In the state of ignorance also we are Purna only, but we are ignorant about that. In the state of Agyan, ignorance, we are all Churna. Churan, Churan, Churna. Okay. In ignorance we consider ourselves as limited, finite, miserable entity. And how this entity can be Brahman? So Dehatnabhi can never be Mukta. This is our understanding in the state of ignorance. Because Dehoham is my understanding. How this Dehoham can become Mukta? Disidentify with the Deha, you become Mukta. Simple. So Mukta enjoys completeness. He is free To attain this state, one should get sarvatma bhava. What is that sarvatma? Vision will change. Once you have the aparoksha anubhuti inside, after that, with the open eye also you can see it. In Bhagavad Gita also you'll find like that. Arjun wanted to see that everything is in you. Everything is in me. He showed the Visvarupa. Arjun wanted to see Chinyamishana Yamunotri. Bala, you stay here in Kurukshetra, I will show you. Chinyamishana Yamunotri, magnified. Oh, Chinyamishana Yamunotri, you could see. They are standing in Kurukshetra. Arjun said, okay. But you are present in each and everything. Now show me. With open eyes, I want to see everywhere. Bhagwan gave more than 70 examples. If you are seeing water, you see this way. If you are seeing in Pandav, I am Arjun. In all the mountains, I am Himalaya. This way he gave many, many examples. How to see outside with open eyes. So sarvatma bhava is needed. So next slok is about that sarvatma bhava. That we'll take up in our next class. Because we'll not be able to complete in 5 minutes. It will take some time.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.